Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. I'm getting a Uber to another one that's right down the street. It's only a few minutes down the street. And I believe you could do a walk-in, so I don't need confirmation, right?
It's a LabCorp.
It's an urgent care, and they do the QuantaFERON. They're the ones who did my last one.
Do you know what urgent care? I mean, we can reimburse you back for the amount, but they're probably going to charge you because we don't have an appointment set up or anything. Do you know what urgent care it is?
Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't charge. If you have insurance, they don't charge. They didn't charge me last time. And when I called them yesterday, they said they wouldn't charge me. Because that address that you gave me, I called an Uber, and I don't know why. They dropped me off right here on Ninth and Upland, but I don't see an 875 at all. I don't. It's houses right here. Nothing else. It's not a lab court.
Oh my gosh! Really? That's terrible.
Yeah.
What
my dad called
going
me.
to?
I'm going to the one on 2600 West 9th Street, and they're the ones who did the one that I had sent you. And when I spoke to them earlier, they said that I just had to bring my ID, and that you do need your insurance card when you come. And that one that you, she was going to refer me to, when I called them, a voicemail said I would need an insurance card too. But they told me at this one, the one on, that I'm going to right now, that I went to before, that they still have my insurance card on file. As long as I have the same insurance, I'm fine. And plus, I know my insurance numbers.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. So then get it done and then ask them approximately how long it's going to take for them to get the results back.
For the QuantaFERON?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the QuantaFERON, that normally doesn't take more than 2 to 4 days.
Okay, perfect. So then I'll follow up with you once you go. You're going today, so maybe by Tuesday or Wednesday you should get the results.
But it may be longer than that, but I'm going to make sure with them. That's why when I had asked you guys, I don't know if it was you or the other lady, I said, tell me every documentation that I need to be sent over. And she was telling me my ID, my social, all of that stuff. She never said anything about the TV. So I was like, okay, maybe this agency just doesn't do it because every agency does not be don't be doing the same thing. So I never much thought about going to go get it or anything like that. I would have had all of this stuff done.
I mean,
and
now
Miss Kim is going to.
As long as you get it done and then we're just waiting for the results, I think that you're supposed to start on the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken, on Monday. So as long as you're going, we're waiting for the results, they probably will make an exception for you to start by Monday once we get that authorization.
Yeah, because Ms. Kim wants me to be on Karima on Monday, but I just don't know if my results will be back by then.
It's okay. As long as you go and we're just waiting for the results to come back, they should be able to make an exception for you. Because I know that we're on board.
Okay,
so
well, I appreciate
sure
that because I've been working with Karima for 6 months, and I really don't want to not be on there Monday because I'm with her Monday through Friday.
No worries. Just text me when you're finished, and then I'll put in the note that we should get the results by Tuesday or Wednesday, the latest, okay?
Okay, well, when I talk to them, when I get there, I'll confirm how long it takes, and I'll text it to you.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.